This is the third track on the CD, which is all about communication. It relates to the sheet MO7, Moving On Communication. And what we're talking about in this exercise, what we're trying to encourage, is the idea of understanding the difference between direct and indirect communication. Let's first of all just talk a little bit about communication and how it is generally happening in difficult situations. Well, there's a lot of holding back going on. There's a lot of trying to keep things calm, keep things, stop the boat from rocking, anything for a quiet life, that type of stuff. And of course, there's a lot of explosions, arguments when people can't hold it in any longer, things explode, things get too much. And what tends to happen in these situations is that things that are going on and are needed to be communicated are communicated indirectly. Let me just explain what I mean by that. If I say to you, when you said this to me, it really hurt me, or when you did that, it really made me angry, I'm communicating directly with you. That's what we call direct communication. It's very clear, very simple. You're saying what really happened and how you really feel. Everything else is indirect communication. Now, it might sound strange to you to think of everything as communication, but trust me, it's a very good way of looking at things, because what we're doing effectively is communicating all the time. Just because we're not talking, or because we're not saying things, or because we're not saying the things we really mean, it doesn't mean that we're not communicating. In fact, as you start to do this exercise, you will very quickly realize that you are always communicating something. There's only one problem, though, with indirect communication, and it's a big one. It's this: nobody gets it. Whatever you're communicating in indirectly, trust me, they're not getting it. But let's talk about, first of all, what indirect communication is, so that we're clear. You might think about the last time you slammed that door, or even sometimes the way you sat down, the way you spoke, you know, the tone of voice you used, or the way you rolled your eyes. Or it might be what you did, or how you did it. All of these things are communicating something, and it's very important for you to not only know what that is, because you may not have been aware of it, but to find a way of translating it and then making it into a direct communication. Now, this won't happen overnight. This is something that we're going to support you with over time. But what it does when we translate our indirect communication into direct communication, and we learn to speak our truth in an assertive and polite way, we build relationships in a totally healthy way. And this will improve your experience no end. If you are have a weakness for drugs or alcohol, you will find that that weakness will go away. You will no longer be fighting off the urge and the compulsion to use these things, because you'll be expressing yourself properly, and you will be building your relationships in a healthy way. So let's be clear then. Direct communication is when you say how you feel to someone and speak your truth. Indirect communication is every other thing you do. Everything we do is intended to communicate something. And everything everyone else does, we make meaning from as they communicate to us. So every time somebody acts a certain way, or appears to be in a certain mood, or talks to you in a certain tone, you're making meaning from that. And this is how we learn to live together. But it's not always the healthiest thing. So let's go to the sheet, and let's look at the sheet. Once again, we put the date on so that we can place these things in a sequence. You're again asked to do this exercise daily, on your own, and not to show it to anyone. Keep it private for yourself. Discuss it at the next session. First of all, we look at indirect communication. Where have you been communicating indirectly with people? And it asks you two questions. How did you communicate and what happened? So the first part is how. In other words, what did you do? Now, you might be surprised to find the range of communication that you're using. It is vast. As I say, it goes everything from tone of voice. You might even, for instance, buy something to communicate something. You might go out. You might stay in. You might be in a certain frame of mind. There's all manner of ways in which you are indirectly communicating. So the first thing you ask yourself is how. How did I do it? And the second thing is, what were you intending to say? Now, this is where you have to be really honest. This is where you have to put down privately, what did that tone of voice want to say? There's a way of doing this. There's a question you can ask yourself. And it's the sort of thing that counsellors ask all the time. You might say, if my tone of voice could speak, what would it be saying to them right now? Or you might say, if the way I sat down heavily in the chair just then, or the way I rolled my eyes could speak, what would it be saying to them? And that's the bit you write down. Don't hold back at this point. We really want to know what the truth is. The third question is, what happened? And when you fill all three in, you'll have finished that event. Now, if you do this regularly, then what you'll find is that you will learn a lot about what it is you need to be saying. But of course, we need to find a way of saying it that doesn't upset people and doesn't cause too many difficulties and conflict. So the direct communication is next. Now, as we talk about that, we are learning to be more direct. And the way we do this is we have to translate our indirect communication into direct communication. And the way we do this is to pull it through the filter of politeness, assertiveness, and authenticity. And what that means is this. No matter what language you use when you described what you were trying to communicate, we have to now turn it into polite language. So language that people will hear quite easily. Next thing, it needs to be assertive. What that means is this. It's not telling anyone else to do anything different. So you might say, it made me feel this way when you did that, or I get irritated when this happens. And finally, it has to be authentic. We don't want to lose the real truth of your communication. We want you to keep it so that we get the real truth of what you want to say. If you can translate into those three things, then you can communicate it directly, but it does take practice. So be aware that this will take some effort on your part to train you to be able to turn your indirect communication into direct communication. But with a few short weeks of training and practice, we will help you to do that. And I really want you to be encouraged in this, because although it does take a lot of effort, what you will learn to do is build relationships on a much more healthy basis. People will know who you really are, and you will know who they really are. And that will help you get on. Bye for now.